Hey gang, Steve here.
Tororica!
Hello, my flame.
Hello.
How are you, my flame?
I do okay.
What's going on, brother?
Not much. Chilling.
I hear you.
Where's the car at? Y'all AWOL? Hey, Aaron.
So how you been, man? You all psyched for PS4?
I wasn't happy with the games they showed. Maybe two of the games I was happy about.
Guys, wait one second here. Okay, yeah. Can we do like an intro? Can we say hi? Can we talk real quick?
Say hi. We asked where you were.
I haven't seen you guys in years. Can we pretend that we want to know each other?
Not really. Okay, yeah.
I like it. I like ya. Let's cut to the bullshit. Let's get right down dirty.
That's
what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Abba Zabba.
Okay. Nah, I'm just kidding.
BCG Storytellers.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Poppy.
Yes, sir.
This is what it is, you know. It's simple, you know. It's focused. It's complete and utter focus on story and characters, sir. Story and characters. No graphics talk, no talk about gameplay, no talk about soundtrack, none of that shit. It's almost like
no foreplay. Just go right into it. Just tear right into that ass.
That did not fit because I was going to make an analogy of telling your sons a bedtime story. So let's not. Tear right into that. Let's not do that. Okay. Not a good one.
I'm sorry.
Let's bring that back. Let's bring that
no
back.
No lube. No jelly. Get straight to work, people. No time for this nonsense.
And then when we're done, get in the kitchen and make me a sandwich.
Ah, shit.
Like a boss.
God damn it.
Boy, we're getting.
It's too early. It's too early in the show.
We're gonna tear this show up, guys.
We've only been recording for like 5 minutes. Okay, let's spread that out a little bit.
Like butt cheeks.
God damn.
Oh shit! I love it. Serious mode.
Mr. Pops.
Yes, sir.
Turn your mic up a little bit.
Roger.
If you can.
About now.
That's good. Yayez will say something.
Spaghetti.
Turn your mic up just a tad bit, too.
All right, hold on.
Let me just get my phone real quick. Hold on.
Go ahead. Grab that. Grab that sexy stuff.
How's it now? How's it going to get?
You're cool? Yeah, it's fine.
Alright. Cool.
Alright,
yeah. So, did you get to listen to any of the other ones that they did so far?
The what? Me?
Yeah.
What was the question again?
Did you get to listen to any of the other storytellers?
Oh, no. Yes, I started to listen to the, What's the metal? Not the Metal Gear Solid one with the guy. The first one.
Oh, the Assassin's Creed.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I have to kind of go with a little bit of. I'm trying to think. So I'm gonna go with a little bit of like the God of War music, the theme music, which is no problem. Mm-hmm. But I have a book that I got. Actually, my wife got it for me a couple years ago. That talks about the whole. The whole story behind Kratos and God of War and, you know, how his, him murdering his wife and his daughter, Calliope was all based on a lie from the gods, mm-hmm. you know, cause they wanted to change the whole war that was going on between the Persians and, you know, and he was a great, great respected general. You know, when he was mortal, and then this lie fucked them all up, and he became the baddest motherfucker in the world.
And may I also add that he is voiced by Kyle Barker from Living Single.
Khadijah.
Khadijah. So, yeah, if you, like, you know, if you listen to...
that.
Huh?
Or do I have to talk like that or no?
Yeah. Yes, you have to do the voice. Khadijah.
All right, let me see. How does this sound for Italian white boy? Khadijah.
Bravo, sir. Bravo.
It's like a porn star. I like it.
Blackest nipples white porn right. star ever.
Nice. That's what I'm talking about.
All right, yeah, but if you listen to that one, you know, and then the Assassin's Creed one, you know, he just went in just straight story, straight details. But then if you switch over, like if you listen to Nas's Halo one, or you listen to Guy's Metal Gear one, they went a little bit more cinematic. They had some talking points mixed in with like cutscenes from the game and stuff like that. So it's pretty much all up to how you want to do it. There's no set pattern. It's how you feel when you sit down at the mic and start recording. And the only things to adhere to, like I said, is it's just all about the storyline, characters. And that, mm-hmm. other than that, just go fucking free and do as you do. So,
okay,
you know what I mean,
cool.
And then the BF3 tournament, man. I was ready to shoot that out there. But I got behind a little bit because what we're going to end up doing is I'm going to do because, you know, it'll be the four man, the squad four, death yeah. match.
Yeah. Four on four.
Yeah. So the prize wise, what I want to do so far, I'm going to do $20 PSNs for everybody on the winning team. And okay. then we was also going to get like some custom Battle Club Gaming dog tags made up. For the winners. So and that actually won't be done until we get the winner. So that way, you know, we can like have names or screen names or whatever on the actual dog tag. So it'll really be like configured to the winners and shit. So that'll be pretty cool. But yeah, so we're probably, I'm going to end up having to push it back a little bit, but I want to open up the registration though. So I need to put it out and pick up a post and give people information on how they can properly register on the site for the tournament.
Okay. If you give me a date, and we could do it for like 9 o'clock our time, right? East Coast time. Mm-hmm. You're cool with that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Go ahead.
If you give me at least a date, and we could just say 8 or 9 o'clock, I think would be ideal. All
right.
That way, if anybody on the West Coast wants in on this, which I'm sure there's probably going to be a couple guys,
mm-hmm.
you know, that's like, you know, we're talking now 6 o'clock, as opposed to, you know, a little time before that may not be too convenient for them.
Right.
And this Sunday we're doing the BZTP podcast, so I can definitely start talking about it, and I'll start tweeting the hell out of it, and start getting people to go over to BattleClubGaming.com, and we'll start getting that shit going.
All right. Let me talk to the boss man, and then I'll lock down a solid date, and then I'll hit you with that before Sunday. And then this weekend, I will have a post up. I think basically what I'm going to end up doing is I'm going to have people sign up. Like, they'll have to pick a team name, and then they'll also have to provide their PSN name and their name on the website, because they'll have to be signed up on a website too.
Okay.
And they just provide that information, and then once we'll make a deadline for everybody to sign up, and then once everybody's in, all the teams are in, then we'll bracket it out, however, and then we'll get it popping like that. But all this will be figured out by this Sunday before the show. As a matter of fact, I'm gonna have him be with him tomorrow, so while we're sitting down, we'll put a solid date and everything, and then I'll get back with you with that. All right, yeah. Okay, Yaizzle.
Yeah.
Fuck you. All right, huh?
How are you doing?
Right. Get ready to start the show. You ready?
Alright, we're doing okay. Yeah, let's do this.
All right, let's get this. This is one of the I'm getting, since this is mainly going to be dealing with PS3 here, I'm going to put on one of the
PS4.
I'm sorry.
Oh, alright.
I'm going to put on one of the most classic,
oh god,
theme songs from any PlayStation game to ever exist. All right.
Great! I can't wait to start playing with myself during the intro.
Here we go, guys.
That just shows how much Nintendo's was better.
Welcome to the Boom Podcast.
Welcome to the Boom Podcast.
Yes, welcome to the Boom Podcast. I am host one, Staccata.
Resident Black Guy, Yaizzle.
Do we not have our fucking timing down by now? Yeah, this is like the 80th episode of this fucking show.
I don't even know what's going on anymore.
Okay, damn it. Let's start that over again. Okay. Hold on. Shit. Shit. Welcome to the Boom Podcast.
Welcome to the Boom Podcast.
I was waiting for somebody to do it. I am your host, Takata.
Me llamo Jorge Gonzalez, or Yaizzle.
We are joined by our brother from another Italian mother, our soprano. He puts bodies in the trunks.
Those gobbledygooks.
Cement shoes on their feet. He gets it done.
This man does not smack his hoes up. He hugs them. The one.
But don't let them bitches get in his business. No. You do not get in my business.
Unless he wants to make a tuna fish sandwich.
Tuna fish sandwich. And you know the messed up part is the bitch didn't even put cheese on it.
She did. No mayo.
How the fuck you ain't gonna put mayo and cheese on a tuna fish sandwich for the motherfucking man?
Where's my Miracle Whip?
Where is the you know what this bitch? She put mayo instead of Miracle Whip.
How dare she?
Now, is that worth whacking her?
Absolutely. Word.
Let us introduce our third co-host for today's show from the Battlefield Zero Tolerance Podcast. You may know him as the guy that's always yelling at you when he's in the tank. But I know him as my friend, Mr. Disturb Poppy.
What's up? What's up? What's up, everybody?
What's up? Wait. Look, this is not, okay, the war show, okay? Put a little fucking vibrato in that what's up. Put a little, what's up? Put it in there.
What's up?
There we go. That was a little bit racist, but that's okay. All right, we're gonna okay, I think let's get this shit going in there. Some real shit happened this week. It's very exciting times for everybody. So let's just jump right in. Lay's released 3 new potato chip flavors.
Yes.
Chicken and waffle, sriracha, and garlic cheese.
What the fuck?
Have anybody talked about these? Have y'all tasted these yet?
I've had 2 of the 3 so far. And next one is going to be the garlic cheese bread.
So you had the sriracha,
mm-hmm.
and you had the chicken and waffle.
Yes, I did.
Let's start with the chicken and waffle. How was the chicken and waffle?
Oh, man. Jeez. I don't know what to feel about it. It tastes like maple syrup.
Mm-hmm.
And then this herby umami after flavor.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't go out of my way to buy it, but if I wanted to try something different every once in a while, I would get it.
Hmm.
And the sriracha tastes kind of like sriracha, maybe a little more of a sour creamish kind of flavor to it. Reminds you of, but it does taste like sriracha. Got a little kick to it.
Interesting. Poppy, have you seen or come across these in the wild in order to try them?
Hell no.
I understand that as my Italian brother, you would have preferred a meatball flavor, you know, just as I was happy when it was chicken and waffles, because usually the chicken and waffles is fried. So as a black person, that got me a little excited.
Yeah, I don't, these chips that you guys are talking about, nah, dude.
Nah. Do you do chips?
Oh, yeah. Hers hot chips.
Hers does make a good chip.
Mm-hmm.
I like the little what's the little puffy things they make, like the Cheetos, the puffy ones. I'm just as good, son.
Cheetos,
oh,
puffy ones. Puffy.
Yeah, like the puffy. Puffies. The hook. It look like the Nike sign. The little
cheese puffs.
Yeah,
the cheese doodles.
The doodles. Oh.
Is it the doodles?
But not the crunchy one. It's crunchy, but
mm-hmm.
it's fluffy. And they make like a hot version of that off the fucking chain. They're delicious.
Yes, yes.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, yes, sir. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. They're off the motherfucking chain. Mm-hmm. So I guess we can go on to less important shit. Sony had their little presser event.
Boom.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Excuse me. Oh, my.
Okay. Wow.
Something in my throat.
Starting already, I see.
I can't say anything.
They announced the PlayStation 4. Mm-hmm. Everybody knew that was going to happen before it happened. Everybody, yeah. You know, it was all out there. I was the only one who said right, though, that it was going to be more about the user interface, one for Battle Club Gaming. Let's start with you, Mr. Puppy.
Yeah. Well, you know that they had to come out with that before Xbox because of the debacle that they had, 5 years ago when the PS3 first came out?
It's only been out for 5 years?
Is it five years or 6 years?
Oh, man. I was thinking longer than that, but I know I'm wrong, but I was thinking longer than that.
Might be.
I keep thinking because I know they were shooting for that 10-year span.
Yeah, but yeah, I know that was complete bullshit.
Yeah, pretty much.
That was not going to happen.
Yeah. And I don't know, and just going a little bit off, that fucking, was it Destiny or whatever that game is? Like, you know, the whole idea of a 10-year, I mean, I guess it can happen. It's if you had things like World of Warcraft and even lesser games that have been around for 10 years and still have people playing them faithfully. But the idea of shooting for a 10-year game just... Yeah, then it doesn't interest me that much.
No.
You know? doesn't interest you as much. But back to the presser. Now tell me, you sat through the presser. Is there anything that happened, anything you heard that jumped out and smacked you in your balls?
Mm. Yeah, the video recorder, the game video recorder. Mm-hmm. That shit's hot. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't you agree?
I like the idea. Interestingly enough, it seems a lot of people, I won't say they disliked it, but they didn't seem to, they thought it was kind of pointless. But to me, that was, why? I don't know, I'm not sure.
That's innovation, man. I mean, everybody's going out and buying themselves the, you know, the HD, you know, the PVRs now.
Right, all the little capture cards and capture
devices.
Yeah,
and everything. I mean, everybody's recording their game. The only people that I can see complaining about, yeah, you know, I don't care that it's got the video capture card inside, are the ones that, you know, their game sucks. And, you know, they ain't going to post it on YouTube because, you know, they're going to get comments like, you know, dude, you shouldn't even be putting this video on, you know, because you're just horrible.
Now, and even for those people that suck, okay, let's say Street Fighter, Yayezel, okay, he's not that great.
Oh, here we go. Oh,
but I'm just saying.
You know, that's what we do on this show. We just throw brothers under the bus, like that.
There's no bus. It was a dragon uppercut. I'm sorry.
Sure, Ryukin me everywhere, huh?
Sure, you can. Oh, this bitch.
Sonic Boom. There you go. Everybody got you.
But even for a whack motherfucker. Like, they might know something. And then you ever tried to, you be playing a game and you find, like, a secret, and you be trying to explain it to a stupid motherfucker, and they can't get it. And then you just spend, like, 20 minutes, like, turn the corner, turn the corner. What corner? What corner? Turn the corner. The left corner. The corner by the wall. I don't see a corner. I don't see a wall. You don't have to do that anymore. You can record it. You can take them, show them directly where to go. I mean, there's so many uses for this beyond just, like, playing to record for people to watch it for fun. You know what I mean? Like, it's, I love the, like, idea.
Oh, go ahead, yeah.
I was gonna say, I ain't say nothing. I'm just listening.
It almost seems like this is gonna be like a social network,
mm-hmm.
like port or hub. Mm-hmm. Because if you notice that they're also gonna come out with a Sony Android app. Are they coming out for the same one on iOS?
I would assume so, because I think they were pretty much, it looked like they were going to end up having it for all mobile devices, some type of access.
Yeah, I don't remember seeing anything on that, but I could be wrong on that. But I was reading today on Android Central, because they had something big on it. You know, the fact that, you know, Sony came out with the Boom last night, and somehow, some way, I guess stream-wise, if you're playing a particular game, I can somehow on my phone with that app, I can kind of see what you're playing, like, live.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like having your, like, your friends list on the go.
Yeah.
And that's pretty cool. And even it seemed like it was taking it a little bit further, like when they showed the racing game. What was that shit called? Drive Club? Not a particularly interesting game, but the features of, you know, having your access to this game on a mobile device to where you can essentially set up challenges and races, you know, for specific times and send the invites to different people, whatever, and then go home, meet everybody at 8, and then just move out. Like, everything's already set up for you. Like, it's pretty cool, you know. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited about the 8 gigs of RAM.
Yes.
I was having a conversation with Drew earlier today, and we were talking about that as well. Mm-hmm. And he mentioned how he would have liked to see Sony come out with like a 16 gig, mm-hmm. because, you know, a lot of PCs already are on freaking terabyte now.
Right.
You know, as far as DDR RAM and all that good stuff. But thinking back on it, I think the only – because that thinking memory, that DDR RAM stuff, that's predicated on the actual motherboard itself. Mm-hmm. You know, the software that you're using within the PlayStation 3. Mm-hmm. That can only handle so much.
Right.
So that 8 gig, yes, it is a big, huge step compared to what are we using now in the PS3? 512?
Fuck if I know.
I think we're only running 512, which half of it is used on the software, and then another half of that is used on the actual operating system itself with, you know, the network and all that good stuff. So that's why you have some of the problems that you're having with lag. But when you now jump into 8 gigs of thinking memory in that bitch, you know, now my mind just completely just like just opened up, because now I can see on a Blu-ray, if they go with it, you know.
They will. From my understanding, they are sticking Blu-ray.
Okay, cool. I think that's the best way to go also. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, just think, like, I can't wait for BF4 to come out. And I would imagine that since Sony announced that this is going to be a holiday purchase, you got to think that DICE is, you know, going to launch. Maybe I don't think they're going to be able to launch BF4 around the holidays of 2013. I think that's going to be 2014 maybe. But just think what Battlefield 4 is going to be like on the PS4. You saw some of those graphics on those games. That was like looking at real people. Yeah. The interaction.
But will it live up to that? Because we've seen, I mean, remember when the PS3 came out, they had the same shit where the developers was on there talking about how amazing the technology was and the type of unlimited ideas we can get from this tech. And then 3 years into the system, everybody's like, oh, fuck, we can't fuck with this shit. I mean, the possibilities are always great. But well, can the developers live up to that possibility?
Sony Santa Monica showed what the PS3 could do when they came out with God of War 3. And since God of War 3, I'm going to be honest with you, I really didn't see another game that even came close to the beauty of what those graphics were. I'm not just saying that because I'm a God of War, you know, historian, and that's like one of my greatest all-time favorite games ever. I mean, I will drop Battlefield 3 for God of War any day.
Well, damn. Well, you heard that shit here first on the motherfucking Boom Podcast at BattleClubGaming.com. This Italian motherfucker just said he would drop Battlefield 3 for God of War. Yet you'll never hear that on any other podcast. Go ahead, brother.
So I mean, just looking at just dynamics, the way how Kratos was, I mean, just the whole makeup of the game itself, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, and you know what? Any other game that we talk about other than Gran Turismo, God of War, and Battlefield 3, it's foreign language to me. I don't know what the hell you're talking about. I actually hope that on this podcast right now we only talk about those three games.
Well, I'm going to bust your bubble just for a hot second. That's now, cool. Graphically, a lot of people would point to Killzone 3. As being one of the games that really showed how you could push the graphical capabilities of the PlayStation 3, and you know, I'm not saying Killzone is a good game. I don't particularly care for it, but graphically it was okay.
It looked good. Yeah, it looked good. Know?
And I honestly I think Uncharted still some of the most beautiful shit you can find, especially the color palette. Absolutely beautiful. But
Did you guys play God of War 3? Yeah. Did you?
The last one I did was on the PSP. I keep wanting to go back into that series and get them all done. Mm-hmm. I think I am going to kind of go back from the beginning, get all the games and start playing them through.
Can't you get that in like a bundle now?
It was fun. Yeah. I think they do look out for the PS3 like a collector's edition or something like that.
I want to say they do. If you can grab
there's a couple of them. They actually do have a couple of them because I bought them, and then traded them in, and then bought them again.
I think I'm gonna have to do that. It was a fun game. I'm not gonna sit there and lie. For like the hack and slash game, I actually sat there and played the whole game straight through without any breaks. I was like, man, this is fun.
Wow, what
you gotta play
nerd.
So you didn't play three then?
No, I haven't played three. No.
Definitely want to play that. Definitely want to play that. You can go to GameStop and get that for like $8 used.
Oh, snap. Cool.
Yeah, and that's one of the most intense games that you'll play. I mean, the blood gore. You know, you go kick some ass for a little bit and then go bang some two chicks on the bed. I mean, how much better does it get?
Now, when you do the BCG Storytellers, you have to get your wife to do the part of the chicks that he's banging, and then you can do Kratos. Yeah, exactly. Great minds think alike, sir. Great minds think. And actually, that was pretty good what you did there. That was pretty good.
And then I'll be in the background.
Oh, shit.
All right, let's breathe that.
Okay.
I should have warned you, cuz if you got me on the show, this was gonna happen.
Shit.
Give it to me, Khadija.
Give it to me, Khadija. I am the father.
Oh shit. All right. So we can
definitely agree then that Killzone, I've never played 2 seconds of it. I wouldn't even be able to pick Killzone out for you on the freaking on the shelves. Uncharted and, you know, God of War, I guess, pretty much pushed the PS3 to its limits. So now just take that little bit of, I guess you want to call it, you know, the capacity of the PS3. Now you get this PS4. Now you got 8 gigs of thinking memory. Okay, from what developers have been leaking on Twitter is that they are so ecstatic because the PS4, whatever software that they're going to be able to use to make these games, mm-hmm. is so much more easier. It seems like Sony really catered to developers this time around.
Yeah, made it closer to like PC. Building of like, the game styles instead of like their own kind of crazy architecture.
Man, now I think the possibilities are endless. And you know that Sony had to come out, and they had to come out swinging. You know they had to. Now, I knew this wasn't going to be no little shit. Where here's the Vita, this is the PS4. You link it together. Woo! Nah, man, they had to come out with everything, and they had to give everybody. They had to give us. Everything that we wanted, that we were deprived of.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Not, because to tell you the truth, the one thing that I keep hearing about is party chat.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here's my stance on party chat. When I'm in Battlefield 3, we'll just say when I'm in Battlefield 4, on my PS4, the last thing I want to do is talk to somebody else who's playing another freaking game.
Thank God. Oh, my God. Oh
wait. People complain about that?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Because, you know, when you're on the Xbox, like, I could be playing fucking Gears, and you could be playing Halo, and instead of us communicating with our teammates and shit, we'll be in a party chat talking to each other about random bullshit.
I'm trying to kick some ass on the battlefield. The last thing I want to hear coming out of your mouth is how sunny it was at your house while you're playing your freaking whatever, your little cute game that you play that makes you all happy and fuzzy.
You're Ratchet and Clanks.
I'm in squad mode. I'm
Sesame
in
Sesame Street.
Oh.
Yeah, off the chain. Sesame Street uncut.
See, now you're getting me all hyper now. I'm just going to scale it back a little bit. Staccato, yeah.
Scale it forward, sir.
See, you seem a little upset.
Put it out there. Look, if you're angry, be angry. Tell the people why you're mad, son.
Well, I mean, the thing is that I don't care what other people are playing. Mm-hmm. I don't want to talk to them either unless they're not in my squad or my team. But that's just me. It could just be an old school mentality that I have because I am old school. And I like to just take one thing at a time. Now, I'm sitting here chilling in the future with my PS4 playing some BF4 with my boys. And we're in beast mode. We kicking ass. We're in clan battle. I don't care what you're playing. I you know what? If you're not playing BF4, I don't want to talk to you anyway. Go play your Looney Tune Final Fantasy. Whoa.
Hey,
whoa.
You son of a bitch.
Whoa.
You, God damn it.
Oh, now you done crossed the line.
Don't make me use your government name.
Jorge Gonzalez. Lying your whole life about your whole name. Mario.
But I 100% agree with you. You know, this whole generation, people could be complaining about this whole, you know, cross game chat thing.
Why?
And you know, honestly, the feature did not make, although it, you would think the way that people cried about it, you would think that it made or break the PS3, but it didn't. You know what I mean? If anything, like you said, it having that ability, it can really pull people out of the game, especially the game like Battlefield, where it's a game where tactics make it better. You know, having people that can kind of take control and people that will listen and take the orders and do properly, it just makes the game better, you know, and it makes your team stronger. So if if I'm playing randomly and I get, you know, some guy who's all fucking with somebody else or some other thing and they're not really in the game, it just kind of fucks it up, you know. Yeah. And the fact that it is, if we're supposed to be on this whole social network, let's make friends shit, how the fuck I'm going to make friends with you if you're talking to people you already know? I want to be your friend. Okay? Talk to me. Staccata.
Wait, what?
Okay? I want to be your buddy.
Oh, it's getting a little weird.
No, I'm just saying. Y'all don't ignore me.
Not too much.
I can see the other side, though, as well. Because, I mean, you also have gamers who just don't give a crap. Sure. You know, they don't care. And they're just playing it just to have a little bit of fun, to kill a couple hours. Mm-hmm. And, a couple of their boys get online. Hey, let's just start talking about XYZ. I mean, I can see that side. And you know what? For me, I'm, like I said, I got that old school mentality where I'm driven. I got this one game. I'm hooked on it. Obviously, I got the podcast. I'm in that thinking mode all the time. All these other games, I passed up on so many great games. Uncharted. I got Uncharted for the Vita. I can honestly tell you that the farthest I've gotten on that game was basically turning it on, seeing Uncharted, Golden, whatever it's called, and then turning my Vita off.
That's disgusting. That is disgusting, sir.
I know.
That is disgusting.
But the game looked really good. It's just that right now, I'm very focused on Battlefield. I'm very intrigued on what DICE is going to do. And I'm not going to turn this into a boom Battlefield BZT podcast, so I'll switch from that. But I'm very excited to see what this brand new beast system is going to do.
Yeah, true indeed. Yizzle.
Talk to me.
You're sitting on the couch. You're watching the press. What did you see, hear, smell that made you go, yay, Sony?
Nothing. Okay, look. Okay, hold on. Let me be honest with you. I mean, hardware side, I was happy with what they showed.
Mm-hmm.
I think that they did confirm that it was going to be able to play used games. I think they did confirm that today.
Yes, that was confirmed. That did come through.
So I'm happy about that. So that's a reason for me want to pick it up now. Is, you know, times are tough and everybody can afford $50-$60 games all the time. Especially for games that don't deserve that price point, which we've talked about plenty of times.
This is true.
Games wise, there's like two on there. Maybe there's three. The race car game they showed sound really interesting and fun. I think I could really get into that.
Mm-hmm.
Especially with the whole, it being like a huge community thing involving with teams and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I did like that. The other one was the game Capcom show, but Capcom is good for nickel and diming us, so we don't know what their end result with that is going to be with them.
Well, the interesting thing about that, real quick, let me cut you off.
Right, go ahead.
Because this is what I do.
That's what you do.
Is the initials for that game were DD. I don't even remember what it was fucking called in the press conference. But people were saying they thought that it might end up being Dragon's Dogma 2.
That's what it looked like.
You see? Yeah, and it kind of had that same feel of what it was. Deep Down. That was the name, the working title. So it kind of gave you that same feel of Dragon's Dogma. So, and if you look at the Dragon Dogma now, assuming if that's what it is, graphically, that was a huge leap. My apologies. Continue, sir.
Yeah, but remember having a Dragon's Dogma Day 1 DLC? Boom. Anyways, Capcom go to hell. Next up is, Watch Dogs, dude. That game looks awesome.
It does look pretty cool.
That game looks... That's the game that got me most excited from watching all the ones they showed. And then the one that Square Enix did, I'm not sure what that's supposed to be. Some people were saying that might be in the veins of the Final Fantasy series, but...
It was the same tech demo they showed at the last E3.
Yeah, because that's what I was kind of saying. I was like, eh. I think Killzone, the next one they come out with, the one they called it, that's going to be like their tech demo / game release that they always do, where they have a tech demo of the system, then they actually release the game. That's what the Killzone is going to be up being for them.
And that was, let's see.
Killzone something. I forgot the name of it was.
Killzone, cock-sucking monster.
Killzone Taliban.
That is racist, sir.
They did look like them.
Shadowfall. Killzone Shadowfall.
Oh, yeah. That looked okay, but not a huge shooter fan, so I can live without it.
Now, my greatest thing, and let's be honest here, I think everybody knew this was going to happen, okay? But one of the best things that Sony could have ever did was purchasing Gaikai. And why? Because the implementation of that system into the PlayStation 4 is going to give the gamers everything that they ever wanted, and even more. Just think about an instant library of freaking mass PS1, PS2, PS3 games all at your fucking fingertips. You just scroll through, I want to play Final Fantasy 9. Ba-ba-dam! You scroll through, I want to play Battlefield freaking 3 or Bad Company. Ka-plow! Okay? You don't have to wait for fucking demos to download. You click a demo, you play the shit. How does it get any better than that? It doesn't. Okay.
You think that's going to be a paid service?
Yes. Gaikai? Yes.
Whatever the hell it's called.
I think Gaikai. Yes, Bukkake Kai.
Nice. Yeah. You're welcome, America.
I think if the majority of the features are going to end up being pay, I think... PlayStation, that's one I think we will get into. Well, actually, let's go ahead and get into it now. We've seen these new features. We've seen what they want to do with the addition of Gaikai, how they want to do the demos. You know, we've kind of seen a little bit how the user interface might work. We've seen all these new integrations of the social networking. We see this new share button that is allowing you to do your automatic video captures and uploading these things to Ustream. Is all of this free? Do you guys think the PlayStation Network remains free? Does it end up being subscription-based like Xbox Live? Or does it kind of being an optional thing, like how PlayStation Plus is now?
Optional. It'll still be the way it is.
Optional?
Yeah, I think they've built enough of a base, you know, that's like their motto, our network is free.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? So if you change from that, you may have enough pissed off people that are going to just be like, you know, I'm just going to go to this shitty Xbox.
But, you know, if... You know, one thing I hear a lot of people, like I've been listening to other shows and shit, and a lot of people, they kind of act like the Xbox subscription for Xbox Live isn't really a deterrent for people to play Xbox. Now, for me, it is. One of the main reasons I don't play my Xbox, well, one, I don't really have any games for it. But the games I do have that I would want to play or go online and play, I don't want to because it's going to cost me another $40 to $60. And every time I think about buying a game for the Xbox, I'm like, man, if I want to get the full potential of this game, not only am I going to have to shell out $60 for the game, but to play online, I'm going to have to dish out another $40 to $60. I can't
just get rid
it.
Of just get rid of that trash, man.
Yeah,
it's like, going to be one of my trades for the PlayStation 4.
But, oh, nice.
Okay. Or a PS Vita, which we're going to get into that too. But Ken, with the amount of money, though, that Xbox Live makes for Microsoft and the amount of money problems that Sony has had this generation, you know, from the low sales before the price drop to the issues they had with the hacking and all the money they lost from the hacking and stuff, can they afford not to go with a completely subscription-based service if you really want the functionality of the system?
Okay, here's my thing about that. I'll go first. I'm gonna get in this. I'm gonna get into a deep.
That's what she said.
Yes.
Sorry, brother. I didn't mean to throw you off.
It's all right, my friend. I'm gonna put eight. We're gonna get an A rated X on this show.
All right, serious mode. Go.
Bow. Thank you.
Bow.
Dang, I'm trying to think. Okay. If you want to buy the system in itself just to play games, and that's all you really want from it, and be able to go online, I don't think you should have to pay for it. But if you do want all the functionality of everything that's going to go with it, with all the media capabilities and stuff, yeah, then why not? Make it subscription-based. I shouldn't have to pay to play video games. I pay for the game. I should be able to get the full potential of the game. But that's not Xbox's model. Microsoft's model is you pay for the game, then you pay to play the game. Mm-hmm. And, like, that's not fun. And nobody likes that. Well, apparently fanboys do, but normal people don't like that.
But yo, for this...
And then another thing, how many... Oh, never mind.
No, go.
Oh, I was going to say, you know, yeah, you hit it right on the head. I mean, first you buy the game, then you got to pay to play the game, then your shitty system breaks, and then you go out and buy two more because the other one broke on you 2 weeks later, and now you're on your third Xbox. Like, are you serious? Are your fucking avatars that important to you? You dressed a little avatar with some nice cute little clothes? I mean, get out of here. I'm not paying to play. I'm paying money to buy the freaking game. I mean, how much was BF3 total? $110?
For what? $110 for what?
With premium? With premium, son? $60 for the game and then another 50.
Oh, okay, yeah. I thought you were talking about buying a system. I'll say, where? Let me get that.
and that's the thing. Like, and then on top of it, you got these developers that are getting even smarter, and they're charging you for all this DLC shit, man.
Yes.
Half the stuff isn't even worth it.
This is true. So, I know that you're not a PlayStation Plus subscriber. Yeah. Disturbed, do you have PlayStation Plus?
Hell no.
Is there anything that would make you guys, anything that you've heard so far that would make you want to be a PlayStation Plus subscriber for the PlayStation 4, if it continues to be an optional thing?
Well, I hope Sony doesn't listen to this show, because the only way how I would be a subscriber or a member or whatever you want to call me is if they say that I got to pay X amount of dollars to unlock, like you said, the full potential of the system.
Mm-hmm.
If that's the case, then I'm going to go ahead and buy it.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as like what the experience I can gain from playing all these games on a paid subscription, that ain't going to change my play style. That's not going to change the beastdom that I, you know, that I put out there in clan battles and shit like that. That don't mean nothing. That's just That's just the bottom line for Sony.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's just them trying to make up the billions of dollars that they lost when they launched the PS3 for $700.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. This is true. Yeah, what about you? Would you? Is there anything that you've heard or seen so far that would make you want to go ahead and be a subscriber to Plus if it was optional?
Nothing yet that they said. But I will tell you something that will win me over in a heartbeat to make me actually pay to be a Plus member. If it unlocked the full potential of the PS4, and if they implemented all the – well, not all of – I know they can – well, they can, but if they got us a great PS1 and PS2, PSP library, and just really gave us a bunch of really great titles, and I don't know, maybe made it free to play. I mean, they're old games anyways, and
I don't think that's gonna happen.
I'm just saying, for me, I mean, if these are titles, if you're paying a monthly subscription, and they do that anyways with certain games, so if they were just put some titles on there, and say, hey, you pay this monthly fee or the yearly fee, you can have all these great games to play on us.
So you're saying,
but it doesn't cost them anything. It's not like they have to go and pay a development team to make more games. I'm saying they have these games in their catalogs that are PlayStation exclusive. All you have to do is just, like you said, put them on we call it the Kakai or something.
Yeah.
And then just let people stream them, and it's going to be a huge selling point for people to get it. Like, man, look at all these free PS1 and PS2 games that we're playing, and we only paying fucking $60 a year.
So you're saying basically, like, you want them to set up like an online. Well, the thing is, that's how online works. You play a subscription, and you can play whatever you want, right? Or do you have to play per game?
I think it's a subscription, and you play as whatever you want.
Like a GameFly, basically, but with streaming content. And actually, I think that would be a great idea, especially, like you said, if it was a mandatory purchase, you know, or even if, you know, they kind of limited it and say, okay, for your subscription every month, you get to choose two games that you want to play. When you're done playing with the game, you take it out of your queue, and you get to add another game next month. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, that would definitely be interesting. And it would be, I think, a great way to put some worth, if it was mandatory, to put some real worth behind PlayStation Plus. But as of right now, they didn't really give us any information on how PlayStation Plus will cross over to the PS4 or what it means for the people. But so let's keep it going. One of the other things that they did was took a huge shit on Nintendo's Wii U.
Who did?
Sony.
Mother.
Did you not see the Vita PS4 connectivity? Essentially, any game, finally, the thing that we've been waiting for them to really implement since the fucking PSP and PS3, remote play functionality, from my understanding, would be available for any game that you could play on the PlayStation 4, which means on the go, which means I can be at work, not working, hooked up to Wi-Fi, remote playing a PlayStation 4 game, fucking Uncharted 13 or whatever the fuck, right? And Poppy, already being a owner of a Vita, what do you think of this service? You Battlefield 4, you're at work late, doing some overtime, you're really not working because that's what we do. You pull out your Vita and you're playing fucking Battlefield 4.
Anybody, you can hit me up on Twitter or Skype. I have a Vita for sale.
Condition.
Shit. Please hit me up if you're interested.
Wow. So this doesn't give any weight to the Vita at all?
No.
No.
Wow.
The damage is already done. They promised us all this on the PS3. And the people that went out and bought this for the PS3 got to wait until the PS4 come out just to get the so-called full capabilities of the PS Vita we're supposed to have now.
Yes, but it's like it's in a couple of months, essentially. It's a holiday So far, at least, you know, it was mentioned as a holiday release for the PlayStation 4. That's not too long off, so they gotta wait a couple of months before they can get this type of shit. But, I mean, come on. Like, this is the reason I wanted a Vita. This is the reason I don't have a Vita now, because that's what's supposed to be a functionality that they never fully implemented. But now, yeah, knowing I'm getting a PlayStation 4, knowing that the Vita can do this, it makes a Vita the must-have system on the market.
The greatest functionality that you could have given the Vita to bring that to life and to make those scales, or those sales, excuse me, skyrocket, is you turn that Vita into a remote control, or not even remote control, a controller for the PS4. Just like the Wii U, you know, that whatever you call it, that they have.
But essentially, isn't that what it's going to be? I mean, if you could remote play the games.
No, because I couldn't play Battlefield 4 on a Vita.
Why not? You have all the buttons.
They're Sony. I know. I know. The thing is, I don't think the way they made it didn't. I don't think it's going to work for it.
But you have the correct amount of buttons. You know, you have the rear touch screen, which you can use to supplement some of the buttons that might not be available. I mean, essentially, the Vita is a controller, and they must have some type of, you know, having not, you know, had spending a long time with the Vita. You know, I can't talk about the comfort of it and things like that, or how weird it may be when you think about playing like a Battlefield on the Vita. But they've essentially said that this will be possible. You will be able to remote play Battlefield 4 on the PS4 on your Vita.
Yeah, but what if I have my PS4 hooked up to my big ass TV, like, you know, the setup that I have now, and I want to use the Vita the way how I use the controller right now? I want that kind of functionality. I don't want this remote play shit where it transfers the information from the system to the handheld. Nah, screw that. I want to be able to look at my TV, control my Vita while I'm playing BF4.
So I want to say that they did something like that with Resistance, one of the Resistance games, where you could actually use the system to control the game. Or was it being able to hook the DualShock up to the PSP? But to me, it's I understand what you're doing, what you're saying. Instead of having that,
you got the screen, and like I can pick like different guns, I'll have like all these options, and oh man, you see that's all like getting technology geeky and shit that I love.
I see exactly what you're talking about now. So you're saying like you have your Vita. You're controlling the character on screen, but then on your Vita screen, you might have a list of all your inventory and shit. But wouldn't that be essentially something that you would see them doing with the PlayStation 4 controller, since they already have the built-in screen now, which I'm assuming it will be a touch screen? I don't know if that's been confirmed or not.
I don't think it's a touch screen. I think it was just a sensor to be able to like with your finger, you can, you know what? I don't know what you would do with that finger, but I don't even know what
finger
you would
the
do
controller.
With that
controller. You gotta just a little bit to the left, a little bit to the right.
That's nice.
Turn the controller on,
especially if you have like warm fingers and stuff.
Lick your finger.
Hey, what was with that controller though?
Yeah, what was that?
Glued something on the front of it. Oh, okay. Like I glued a piece of cardboard on it. I'm like, that looks terrible.
Well, you know, it is just a prototype. So by the time it actually comes out, I'm sure they're... Well, then again, the Move controller was ugly as fuck when it came out. It still looks like a prototype. I don't have no idea. But, you know, they still have time to kind of twerk that out a little bit. But they also kind of mentioned almost, when they were talking about the controller and the sensors and stuff, you know, kind of the Move functionality, but also it almost sounded like some Xbox Kinect type of shit with the Super 3D. Is this, having seen this controller, is this what you would want out of a PlayStation 4 controller?
To be perfectly honest with you, that does, it's so irrelevant for me. I'm more like system-wise. You give me the dynamics, you know, of maps and you know, character customization within the game. What I hold in my hand to control all that, as long as it fits in my hand, I really don't care.
Yeah, really.
Now, what do you got? How would it work? Like, okay, my brother, our brother, Maximus Prime, he got big ass ET alien fingers. Like, it looked like Predator type of shit. The alien. Okay? Like, he'll claw you in the eyes to start bleeding because he gets you. Thinking about the well-being of our brother, will this controller fit that type of fingerlings?
Well, if you see what he posted on Twitter, he's basically basing the controller on whether or not he buys the PS4. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's just ridiculous, man. That is ridiculous.
Well, you know, comfort when you're playing a game, you know, even you know, be it from an RPG or to a battlefield.
No, when you're playing Halo and all those other stupid ass games.
But you wanna be able to have a comfortable feel if you out there playing for hours. You don't wanna. You know, it's like when you got
I'll give you comfort.
A really fat bitch, right?
Yeah, the show's over.
There's grip. You can get comfortable. But when you got a skinny bitch, it's bone. It's uncomfortable. You can't hold her for long. You see what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
And the Xbox controller is like a fat, comfy bitch.
Mm-hmm.
And the PS3 controller is like a super skinny bitch. A bony bitch. Now, the best thing would be in between there, a thick bitch. So is the PlayStation 4 controller, is that the skinny bitch, the big bitch, or the thick bitch?
The big.
It's the big bitch.
Yeah.
So they wanted that Xbox big bitch lovers, they want to bring them over to the PS3 with this controller and say, look, we heard you guys. Here's a more roomy controller. More things to grab. More room to grab.
I don't know how much more bigger you want the freaking controller to get, to tell you the truth.
Wii U big.
Wii U big.
That's way too big.
That mug is big.
Yeah, yeah. So you have a Wii U. How would you compare the Wii U controller to Xbox and PS3 controller?
We don't even call it a controller. Call it a tablet now.
It is a tablet.
Oh.
It is a tablet.
I'm sorry. It's a tablet. It's a tablet. Yeah. When you're playing the Wii U for like long periods, how does it lose comfort being that big giant thing that it is?
Yeah, that tablet is only good for multiplayer games as far as like being around your family and stuff. So if anybody's going to buy a Wii, you might as well invest into a pro controller because you're going to be using that a lot more. Which I am buying one this month because Monster Hunter is coming out for the Wii U. So,
did you get moist hands?
A couple times. I got a cover for it now. Kind of help out with that.
All right. I was gonna say that's hot. But all right.
Welcome to the love boat. let's see. Was there anything? was there anything else that we saw during this presser? I mean, we've seen some.
The crying about that you can't. You're going to have to repurchase all PS3 titles, you know, that you got from the PSN?
Yes. Right? Yeah.
Like, you're going to have to repurchase all that?
Now, here's the awesome thing. If you do have a PS Vita, at least your PlayStation 1 titles and stuff, you should be able to take those with you, right? Throw them on the Vita, keep it moving, no?
I don't know. I don't know how they're going to work that out, but I know that there was a lot of people crying today on Twitter about that.
But, you know, I do get them. I do understand that because you invested a lot this generation. You invest a lot into digital downloads. And one of the main issues that come up when you talk about digital download is, will you really own this shit?
No.
Nope.
Okay? And then this is one of the cases exactly where it's proven that even though you bought it, even though it's claimed ownership, you don't really own it, because once you get rid of your PS3, or if your PS3 dies,
you forfeit all that.
It's gone.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I don't believe in buying that all that digital stuff. See, I like to have – I'm a physical copy kind of guy. I need the copy in my hand. It's got to have some kind of matter. I don't trust any company to – you know, for me to trust – I don't care how much of a fanboy people may think I am of PS3. I don't trust them with, you know, digital – with my purchases that I've made, you know, as far as digital copies go.
Mm-hmm.
Just no way. If I don't have the physical copy of it, I never feel ownership to it. If I do have the physical copy, that's something totally different.
Now, even with the argument just made and feeling that way about the physical copies, even having that physical copy, it kind of still puts you in the same situation. Because then even your physical copy of the game it becomes useless for your PS4. But then I guess on that other hand, you can trade those physical copies in, which you can't do with digital, and put it toward things for the PlayStation 4 if you wanted to, or just have them for your collection. So, you know, it's definitely, you know, this move, I think Sony has proven that this digital realm cannot be trusted yet. Probably never will ever be trusted. Yeah, I know you're also big on physically having.
Yes.
So this thing about not being able to transfer your PS3 games and all the purchases and stuff to the PlayStation 4, how does that make you feel?
For me, that stuff never bothered me. I mean, it did with the backwards compatibility because for the sake of having space. Like, you don't want to have two or three systems when you have one that does everything. I don't know. I don't do digital, so it doesn't bother me at all. But I can understand where people are coming from who have invested a lot of money into all the digital copies of games that can't transfer it over to the PS4. The only thing I can tell you is just hold on to your PS3. Unfortunately, that's what you're going to have to do.
And you know,
it sucks, but I mean, that's why I don't do digital, because I mean,
shit like that.
Like, I don't do digital because if I gotta have extra systems in my place, I'm going to have the physical copy, so they can't pull stuff on me like that.
And you know, there's still time. You know, right now that may be the case, but once they actually roll out this Gaikai system with the used games or the games and shit, you know, with enough noise, I think this generation more than any other generation has proven that Complain America can get shit done.
America.
Complain America.
America.
If you bitch about it, they'll do something about it.
Do something about it.
Complain America.
America.
You make enough noise.
About it.
They're not.
They will.
They're just going to complain to their friends and threaten that they're not going to be a PlayStation Plus member anymore.
They will.
And as soon as that one game or two games or package of games on PlayStation Plus comes out and their shit's about to expire, they're going to be the first ones in line renewing it just to get those three games that they wanted.
But look, okay? This generation, Complain America, caused a video game to have to completely change its ending. It completely destroyed art. You cannot have an artistic vision if the fans don't like it.
And you know what? And speaking of that, I don't blame the gamers for that. You know who I blame?
Who?
I blame the developer.
Why the developer?
Because they should have had the balls to say, no. Sons,
yeah.
First off, okay, we're the ones that are here busting our asses off endless hours to bring you an IP that you guys like.
Mm-hmm.
If you think you're bitching and complaining like a little bitch,
because
change that, you best get in the kitchen and make me a sandwich and wait,
because
it ain't going to happen. America!
Now, can the developers afford to have that attitude now? Can they afford to say, fuck you fans, this is what it is, with the amount of budget that these games take to make and the amount of effort you have to put into it? Can they get away with saying, fuck you, Complain America, I'm sticking to my artistic vision?
Yep.
They're going to have to, man, because I'm telling you, we need to – the problem is – and this just goes to a whole society issue, but, you know, we just need to stop catering to this generation of little girls that we're breeding, because that's just pathetic.
Ooh.
Complain America, bitching and complaining, wah, 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 look at the wambulance go by. I want a new ending for a game. Wah, 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 wah. My system is better than yours. Wah, 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 wah. I can't take it anymore.
You slept with my mom. Wah, wah, wah.
What are you talking about? That didn't even happen. That was like 2 years ago. Why are we even talking about this?
Oh, man. Look, well, I mean, you have different levels of developers, obviously. Mm-hmm. I mean, you have Naughty Dog, which is, you know, a great developer. Yeah. So just, you got to trust in what they make as a game.
Right.
You know, and just live with it. Then you got DICE making Battlefield 4. Then you got Sony Santa Monica. I mean, you know, it just goes on and on. You do have your top-tier developers. Mm-hmm. Support them.
This is true.
You know, support them. Inspire them to get better and give you new IPs that is just going to completely change and rattle the fuck out of the gaming industry. Don't go bitching and complaining because two minutes of a ending in a game is not what you wanted. Wambulance.
But you know, and the interesting thing about this, being a game creator and even playing games, you know, it's down to its core, it's just a very creative medium. So the simple fact that a person playing this game and get to the end and cannot be creative enough in their own thought process to try and make some understanding of this ending, instead to complain to get it changed, I find that weird to me. Like, if this was a book, people do, you know, they do that. They'll read a book, hate it, and they'll write to the author and threaten to kill him. Evangelion, the anime, when that anime was over, a bunch of people pretty much threatened his life because they didn't like the ending of it, which he ended up did go back and change. But in most cases, you won't see that. You would have saw the readers or the movie watcher or whatever trying to make sense of it and interpret it creatively within their own thought process, like not even playing the game and just reading about it and reading about the endings and stuff. And if anybody out there wants to do a battle BCG storytellers on fucking Mass Effect, please hit me up, boompodcast@gmail.com or @boompodcast on Twitter. But having not even played the game and knowing about the storyline and the ending, my first thing when I'm hearing about it is, well, obviously this is them saying that no matter how much choice you have in life, if it comes down to destiny, there are set paths. And essentially the ending of that game is allowing you to choose what your set path was. You see what I'm saying? It's that kind of, you know, it's the idea of destiny and divine control over what your path is. And I didn't even fucking play the game.
Wow.
And people who fucking played the game couldn't even, like...
That was beautiful.
I don't know. Yeah, go ahead. You were going to say something, yeah?
No, I'm just... Okay, this is what I don't understand. Borderlands 2, great game. Ending... was atrocious. It was a 20-second cutscene. That's all we got.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
No one said anything about that. Mass Effect, I heard, was an outstanding series. So you didn't get the ending that you wanted. So you bitch about that, and then you want to dog the company. But then you got a company like fucking Bethesda that came and produced a finished game, and you motherfuckers will kiss their asses to the ends of the earth. Like, I will never understand the mentality of gamers nowadays. It's sad.
I don't know.
Call of Duty. Call of Duty also.
Call of Duty.
Call of Duty!
Jeez, the Guinness World Book of Records asked people what game had the greatest ending. These motherfuckers said Call of Duty Black Ops. You gotta be kidding me.
Mm-hmm.
No, wait. Same engine.
Same engine for what? Past 5 years?
Mm-hmm.
But have you guys seen the ending to Call of Duty Black Ops?
Hell, after Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2, I stopped everything.
But
I'm sorry, I ain't supporting them.
Hey, fuck them. The only reason they got that is because people are fanboys of the series.
Mm-hmm.
That's all it boils down to. If they could have played Braid or some other mind-blowing game that actually had meaning to it, and they still would have said fucking Call of Duty.
Okay, but if they felt like Call of Duty fit their bill to what a good ending of a game should have been, why not? Why not pick Call of Duty? Just because Call of Duty may not be as deep as a Braid or as complex as a Mass Effect, the package of what Call of Duty gave you and the package of how it ended may have just been a perfect mixture to create the perfect experience.
I refuse. I'm going to look it up right now while we go ahead.
Okay.
I'm going to watch it right now.
We're just getting crazy here on the Boom Podcast today.
Crazy and dirty.
Crazy and filthy.
A little bit of racist.
Speaking of filthy, I want to give a shout out. I'm black, and this is how we do. We're going to take it back to Arsenio and all that shit. We're going to give a shout out. Hold on one second. Let me pull this up real quick. We're going to give a shout out to. Hold on one second. Shout out. Shout it out. Shout it out. I played Vanquish today. I like that game. I like that. I really did.
Oh, we should talk about that. Okay, now everybody knows that. Oh, excuse me. The company that made. Oh, what's that game called? The one you was playing right now, Staccato? Crab.
Crabs?
No, I don't have crabs.
Krusty Krab? No, Krabby Patty? SpongeBob SquarePants.
Oh, what's the name of that game now? The one about death? Why is that game slipping my mind now?
The one about death? Who died?
The Four Horsemen game.
The Four Horsemen?
Apocalypse one.
Apocalypse Now?
The one that's the Zelda
Apocalypse
Revolve.
Yesterday? Armageddon?
No.
Bruce Willis? Die Hard. Die Hard with a Vengeance. Transformers. Transformers 2.
No, we're not there.
G.I. Joe.
Go back.
Mighty Max. He-Man. She-Ra.
Okay, I can't think of any names.
Incredible Hulk. Thundar the Barbarian.
I can't remember the name of the game.
Space Ghost Coast to Coast. C-Lab 2020. Adventure
Good
Time.
Good show. Under the show.
Darkstalkers.
No.
Demon Stalkers.
No.
Demon Souls.
No.
Dark Souls.
No.
Dark Walkers.
No.
Darth Maul.
You're playing it now.
Darth Vader.
No. That's a part two.
Delta Force.
No.
Delta Force
Mario.
2.
No.
Luigi's Mansion.
No.
Pikachu.
No, we're never going to get there. We are never get to the story.
Darksiders.
Stop playing games. Is that it?
Darksiders, yes.
Oh, good job. Whew, it took us a while to get there. Like slow sex. All right, look. The group that were in charge of Darksiders, that I think Cryotech picked up the group, right?
Mm-hmm.
So everybody was excited, like, holy crap, we're going to get the series finished. Cryotech said, then we have no intentions of continuing the Darksiders series, even though they said they were interested in buying the IP, which now people are upset about, which I can understand, because now they feel like they're getting an incomplete game. So if you buy Darksiders, you're going to get 1 and 2, and you might not get 3 and 4, is what it looks like now. So whatever the ending of 2 is, that's the end of the series, which is stupid, because apparently it's a really great series. But,
well, you know, nowadays, developers and stuff are known to kind of pretty much lie about a lot of stuff. I mean, they'll look you straight in the eye and say, oh, no, there's not going to be another blase blah game, and then 2 years later, here the game comes. I can't imagine them spending the money to buy that IP and not doing something with it.
even if they themselves don't end up making it, farming it out to somebody else or something to do it. But I don't know. But I'm enjoying Darksiders. You know, I got the Darksiders 1 on the PlayStation Plus for free. And I'm enjoying that. And it actually made me want to buy Darksiders 2, being able to play the first one. Because I'm not really like a lover of hack and slashy games so much. But I'm enjoying it. So I will purchase 2. We're going to get right back into it. But I want to give a shout out on Twitter. Tommy Pickles at www.spikepoo on the Twitter. randomly sent me an email with a picture from, I guess he does like Rugrat fan fiction. You know, if you love Rugrats and you wish it was back on TV, follow him, get some Rugrat fan fiction. But he drew a picture, a Boom Podcast picture for us. It's freaking funny. Little cute little picture. I'm actually going to use it as the main picture image for this podcast, for this show. So yeah, shout out for that, you know, for hooking that up, straight up and down, out this bitch. Now let's get back into it. We've talked a lot. We've talked about Vita. We've talked about the graphical capability. We've talked about the innards of the system. We've talked about the possibilities of what they'll do with the user interface. Obviously, we didn't get to see the system. We didn't get to see a price point. At which price point does this need to drop to really penetrate, go deep, deep down the shaft, just deeper and deeper and deeper into the gaming market? Which price point are we looking at?
Oh man,
I think if you go more than 400, you can't go higher than 400.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to go with. Yep.
You can't do it, Sony. Sony, you cannot do it. You will fucking, you'll go under. Sony will go under.
And see, I was thinking about $299 to $399. I was in that same boat.
Give me $299 for their base model, which would be like, let's just say 20 gigs.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then add on like another 50 and give me like, maybe 80 or 60 gig, maybe.
Did they say during the specs last night how much gigs the hard drive would have? Did they
no.
ever? Okay.
They just said and HDD and hard drive.
Okay. Now, I'm assuming since they're pushing this digital so strong, even, you know, digital was pushed really strong this generation, but it seems like next generation they're really focusing heavy on that. So you would think they'll have to put a substantial amount of memory in that system. Oh, I would think.
What's the most that the PS3 has now that's out on the market?
On the market, I want to say it's, what, 250 to 300? It might be more.
And what's the price on that?
I want to say the highest one is still holding like a 299, 250 to 299.
Or maybe, you know what? Their top model can go no more than 250 or 350.
350.
And that's got to be their top of the line, most, you know, 300 gigs, whatever you want to give me. That's got to be their top. They go any higher than that, and they're going to lose everybody. You know what people are going to do? I'll tell you exactly what's going to happen. If the shitbox doesn't come out with their 720, whatever they're calling it, if that doesn't come out till around the same time that the PS4 launches, people will wait and they'll say, you know what? Let me see how much the shitbox is going to cost. And if it's cheaper and Microsoft sees that and they say, hey, you know what? Let's kill them over here. Let's make our top of the line system $50 cheaper. Boom. What do you think everybody's going to do at Christmas time? They're all going to go and buy that instead.
Now, here's my question. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, yeah. Go ahead.
No, I'm saying, yeah, I agree.
Just my opinion.
A lot of stuff has been made about the PlayStation 3's launch price. We're looking at $600 here. But at the end of the day,
$700.
at the end of the day, they've shipped more units than Xbox, which is putting them on track to have more sold than Xbox, even with that high price point.
Yeah, but when did they make up most of their numbers?
During the drop.
Just recently. Sony, with the financial situation that they're in, they cannot afford another economic, whatever you want to call it, collapse, meltdown, whatever. They cannot afford that. They need – their price needs to be competitive and it needs to be cheap, especially now because people are hurting. People don't have jobs.
Mm-hmm.
The majority of these gamers, yes. I mean, what's the demographics? 18 to 35 or 18 to 40 for the PS3 because they're serious hardcore gamers. Okay. But there, you got a lot of kids that don't have jobs, a lot of 18-year-olds, 19-year-olds. You got people that are coming out of college that have paid over, you know, $50,000, $60,000 that can't even get a job right now. They probably want a PS3. You think they're going to be able to go and buy a PS or a PS4? No.
Good. They need to be studying. Go ahead.
No, because I'm telling you, with the way of the economic in this country, the financial mess that this country's in, they cannot – they need to listen to the people and they need to come out with a system that's cheap that doesn't cost their bottom line a lot of money to put together. And then when they sell it, I'm all for you making a profit. Just don't come out and try and sell me that this is the greatest Blu-ray player ever and I'm going to charge you $700 for this.
Well,
no way.
But okay, that's interesting. You brought up the Blu-ray player, okay? At the time when the PS3 launched, the cheapest actual Blu-ray player that you could purchase was like $1,000.
Yeah.
So the PlayStation 3 was still a deal.
But my flame, listen to me, my flame. This was a gaming system. Some 17-year-old, 12-year-old, 15-year-old kid ain't going to give a fuck about what kind of Blu-ray movie he's going to be able to watch. He's thinking about Call of Duty, Battlefield Bad Company 2, God of War. What other games? Gran Turismo 5. Or whatever, 4, or whatever came out for the PS3. I can't think that far back. That's all that they were thinking. They weren't thinking about what kind of movie they want to watch.
Look, come on, guys. When the PS3 first came out, I spent more time with the media aspects of it, being able to put movies on it and transfer and things and shit like that, than I did actually playing games. This is a nerd society. All things count in the end. It's no longer just about the games. And in most cases, the games take a back seat to the other features that you'll see. I mean, let's be honest here. For these last couple of years, you know, when you have things like the Kinect and the PlayStation Move and stuff, this isn't really about the game. It's about the interaction. You know what I mean? And how you can use these controllers to interact by bring people in. Now, obviously, the game is the means of doing that, but it's not really about the game. It's about the technology.
Okay, you know,
and this generation is only going to get worse. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. This is all. Okay, number one, let's talk about something real quick. Number one, the fact that the video game industry as a whole had the nerve to say that they were recession proof was a bunch of BS. That was much BS because they were selling us what we didn't want. They think, and they keep telling themselves that we want these multi entertainment systems that do all this other stuff. No, we want a goddamn video game system that plays quality goddamn video games that if it does other things, that's all well and good, but that should never be your selling point of your system. I don't care about your Move. I don't care about your Kinect. I don't care about your goddamn Netflix and your Hulu and any other bullshit connectivity stuff you have. Just give me fucking quality good games to play. Stop giving us all this bullshit silverware. That's why you motherfuckers about to have another video game crash right now. Y'all wouldn't keep denying it, but everybody sees it coming. Because look at your profits. Look how much money you lost. because you keep trying to put out all these bullshit games and all these stupid PS Move and all this other crap that nobody wants now is pointless. And, like, we'll see what they do with this generation, because if they don't get it right this time, Sony's dead, Xbox is dead, Nintendo will probably still better be hanging on because they're losing money too.
But, you know, Microsoft, they're cashing in. I mean, Microsoft, they were allowed more stumbles to still remain, you know, pretty good with their profits than Sony was allowed, based solely off of the fact that they had the Xbox Live Gold accounts that they sold to everybody. So even though they kind of had their little fuck up with the red ring and stuff and having to replace systems and do extra services for free and extended warranties for free, you know, they kind of covered their asses by having Live. And taking it back to Sony, having had these things, having had the PlayStation Move not be as successful as they probably wanted it to be, which is their fault because they didn't really support it. And then dealing with the hack situation and dealing with the fact that it took a while for their sales to really climb to where they wanted them to be at. And I guess this takes us back with all of that and the possibility that this could happen again, that they could, PlayStation 4, get hacked the same way and lose all that fucking money. And I have to ask it again. Can they afford not to have a mandatory subscription? They went through a lot. They went through a lot.
Are you worried about that?
They went through a lot.
Are you worried that they're going to go to a paid subscription?
That was their fault, though.
It doesn't worry me if they would go to a paid subscription. I'm a PlayStation Plus owner, so I've already paid for the subscription, even though it's optional. And I felt like, you know, it was worth it. I've well got my money off of it. And if the paid subscription continues the same way, even if it becomes mandatory, but I still get, you know, some free games every now and then to play and things like that, I have no problem with it. Mm-hmm. But a lot of people will.
I would. Like I said, I refuse to have to sit here and play to pay. I refuse to have to pay to play games. I'm not gonna do it.
I agree.
I will not be. I am a number one PlayStation fan than Nintendo. But I have a Wii U right now. I don't have to pay to play any of my games right now, and I'll just stick with the Wii U. That's all I can say about it.
It's fun, isn't it?
It is.
I know.
Wait, you have a Wii U?
I say that tricky. What?
You have a Wii U?
Whoa, what happened? Hello?
Huh?
Sakata?
Right.
Yeah, you have a Wii U.
Yeah, Yuzo? Can you hear me?
Holy shit.
Oh, Boom Podcast. All right.
Holy shit. The Stir Poppy has
Holy
a
shit. What?
Goddamn Wii U. What the fuck you doing with a Wii U?
It's not my fault. My son wanted it.
What? So you, what are you playing on the Wii U, sir?
Yes, sir. And I had a great time.
Oh.
I always have a great time playing it.
Well, where are you playing? What games do you have on the Wii U?
He got the new Mario.
Okay.
And what's the Squibblenauts?
Squibblenauts.
Oh, man, that game
is
awesome.
That is fun. That's a lot of fun where you can like create your own shit while you play the game. I mean, that's pretty cool.
Wait a minute.
Hello?
So we can wait. So this
Hello?
Motherfucker act like
he
don't play nothing but Battlefield 3. But once his PlayStation turns off, he's playing Squibblenauts and Mario. Motherfucker. Boom, thank you, sir, because you have opened up.
You broke out the Mario t-shirt, the hat. Got the Zelda series.
Whoa.
Circa.
Oh, don't forget the Mario boxers, too.
Got the big star in the back. Mm-hmm. We have seen a completely new side of Disturbed Poppy on this show. Frankly, I love it. I love it. I love this guy.
This is the softer side with my kids. My kids
they make me soft. So
good.
But yeah, I've been having a lot of fun with that shit. I actually like the way how the Wii, the tablet, you know, for the Wii U actually handles with those two games. I mean, the functionality, the way how you use both. And the way how you have to use both, I mean, it's just freaking great, man.
It's
a lot of fun. It is, you know what? And then with the graphics being upgraded to like a PS3 and an Xbox now, I have to say, when my son was taking the Wii U out of the box and I hooked it up in his room, and, you know, like, you know, as a father, you hide all the wires and so that it's only TV, Wii U, you know, and his stuff. Like, you always want to make it look like kind of like if you were him again. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, it takes you back. Like, my kids take me back to my youth. Mm-hmm. And I didn't have this kind of knowledge. So when I first got my Nintendo, the NES, wires were all over the place. Everything looked nasty. You got the big-ass box TVs and everything. Well, now this kid, you know, these kids, they got the flat-screen TVs that me and my wife got them and stuff like that. So he's got everything all decked out, all real nice. He turns it on for the first time. You hear the bling, the traditional Nintendo thing. And you're sitting there, and then all of a sudden your mind just warps back, you know, 15 years ago. You know, that first day, Christmas time, your parents bought you the NES, and you see Mario come up. But now you see Mario in all this glory, this graphical glory, you know, that the Wii U has. And it's just like, whoa, this is fun. And you start playing it with him, and it just – I've been hooked ever since.
Wow.
Awesome system, wow. Man. It is, man. It's the Wii U, I think, is going to be another one of must-buys. That's going to be the second system that you got to add. Like the Wii was, but I think they're actually going to do a good job with the Wii U this time.
America!
Fuck yeah!
We got some Nintendo traitors up in here.
Okay, to be fair, are you going to get the Monster Hunter game, though? Coming out next month, I think the 17th?
Who? You know, Poppy?
Yeah.
Yeah, Poppy, you gonna get that?
Trying to get it. Now, here's the thing with my little man. He's like really Mario, and like I'm trying to like. It's funny too because he's like hard headed, just like I am with my PS3 and just Battlefield. I can't get. He's with this one genre. He's got the Mario, the side-to-side action, and then he's got, like, all the Pokemon stuff that he's got a DS, 3DS, Lite. He's got all the handhelds that you can think of, and he collects them, too. So he's stuck on that one genre, and then he's got, like, his Mario and that Scribble. What is it again? Scribble Knots?
Yeah.
Or Shribble Knots or something like that. Shribble Nuts or something.
Shribble Nuts and Knots.
Yeah, that's it. So I'm trying to get him to, like, when we went to GameStop the other day and we were looking at the Wii U games. I'm like, yo, I'm like, look at this. You know, me and you, we could play this. It's good right here. Yeah. And he just doesn't want to do it. I can't get him to open. I can't get him to venture, you know, into all these other great games that I think the Wii U has, you know, that are pretty cool looking graphic wise and stuff. And they look fun. Mm-hmm. Isn't there a Zelda one out also for it?
Not yet.
They're re-releasing the
Wind Waker.
The Wind Waker?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The GameCube one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And you can get the Skyward Sword, the newest Zelda. It's not a Wii U title, but you can get that and play on the Wii U. And that kind of has the more kind of kid-friendly graphical vibe to it, as opposed to some of the other Zelda games. But they do have. Did you get the Wii? What's it called? Wii Land, Wii Playground. Did you buy that one?
Oh, yeah, the Wii Land.
Yeah, he's got that.
Yeah,
came with the system, or no, it didn't, or was it part of the package that my wife got, aside from mine?
If you got. If you got the like the premium price system, then it should have came with it.
But yeah. on there, they have like a Zelda mini game, you know, that you could play. Like they have one for Metroid, Zelda. And yeah. actually, we had a lot of fun playing those games. Like we Sunday dinners at Yaizel's house where he cooks like a woman.
I made a little, meatballs, there's some gabagoo, I'm talking about
her. Oh, I love the way how he just turned that all into Italian. I love it.
But yeah, you know, we sat and we played, you know, we kind of just went down the list and played pretty much all of them. The Zelda, the Mario tag one is really fun and stuff. I mean, little small things, but very fun and entertaining things. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I can't imagine, you know, taking that full of spirit. Let me ask you a question. You was talking about the greatness of how Mario looked for both of you guys. What if Nintendo decided to go more realistic with a Mario game? Would that work? Would that vibe work for Mario?
Hell yeah. On the Wii U? You absolutely. So? They got the system to do it.
You think so? I mean, even, like, we know the Wii U has the power, but just thinking about,
open
like...
Open world Mario.
Graphically going for a real... Like, if they made a Mario game, it was like, you see how they... Like, you'll see the trailers for first-person shooters or RPGs, and they talk about the realistic blades of grass and the water effects and the character models and facial expressions look so real and great. Could you picture that in the Mario world, a real-looking Mario world?
No, now that you categorize it like that, no, I can't. Because Mario, to me, always has to be like the cute... Mamma mia. Like it's got
you were good at that. You did good at that.
Yeah, it's that child you know, cool factor that you know, I grew up with. That's how I always pictured Mario. I can't picture him, you know, going like real now. That don't do it for me.
Like, what do you think? Yeah.
Yeah, no, it wouldn't work.
Wouldn't work?
No. Mario doesn't translate well. Because, okay, Mario looks so weird anyways and kind of goofy, him and Luigi, that translating them to looking real just wouldn't work for them. It works for Link and certain other characters, but and Samus and stuff, but Mario, no. I just don't see that happening for him. Never. Look at the movie.
John Leguizamo was great in that movie, guys. Come on.
No.
He was the perfect Luigi.
That ruined his career until... Ice Age saved his butt.
That really did. That really did. And I love John Leguizamo. He's one of my favorite actors. He's a really good actor, I think. He's going to be in my movie I'm going to make one day. Mm-hmm. So, okay, we got into this. We've talked about the Wii U now. We've transitioned into it. And I got to ask you guys. Neither of you are necessarily, period, point blank, neither of you are a lover of the Xbox system.
No.
Is there anything that Microsoft can do or show you that would even get you remotely interested in saying, you know what, this might be worth a purchase?
A long blowjob.
I don't think Bill Gates will do that. His throat is not deep enough.
Then he can stick it in his ash. The Xbox system, I mean, because I ain't getting it ever.
Nothing. Yeah, nothing.
I'm cool with the two systems I got. Wow. If I pick the two, it's gonna be Wii U. It's gonna be PS4. I'm sorry.
Wow.
I'm cool with the PS3. I'm cool playing with you know, my son on his Wii U, and I'm cool with my Vita cup holder where it's at.
Paperweight.
Go ahead and just send that to me, man. You're only respecting your Vita, man. Just send it to me, man. That's fucked up, man.
That thing's in a cute little bag that I bought, just sitting in my work bag. And every single day, I look at it, and I just don't even. I'm just. It's not what I thought. The Vita is not what I thought it was going to be.
Well, here's the thing for your Vita. Okay, even if you didn't use it yourself, you could. Do a one-time PlayStation Plus purchase. You got 8 free games. You pass that to one of the kids.
Just pass that over to them. And you ain't even got to do this. You know, you get. Well, you already have the Uncharted. But, you know, there. I can't even go off the top. But there's about, I think, 8 games that they have releasing for on PS Plus right now that you could download free for your Vita. You know, use that motherfucker. Use that. Use it or lose it. Because I'll break in your crib. Okay? And I'll take that. And I'll leave a note.
Break in. I'll have and you I'll be for like, dinner.
Sir, I apologize that I broke in through the window. I'll replace it. I'll send you a check for the window and the PlayStation Vita. The spaghetti smell good. I do want to come back for dinner.
The biddy making the spaghetti look good, too?
She looked delicious. I'll try not to take a bite out of your wife. If I can help myself.
What's the matter with you?
She may like that. She may like that.
Oh, man. Great.
Like some big and black. It's all right.
The big black sausage.
Right.
Black sausage. Fucking guys, where are we at? Where are we at here?
Oh,
we
are at, oh the Xbox. Like, why?
Xbox, yeah.
Would
you
anybody
know,
buy that? I mean,
You know, this Xbox disappointed me so much. And essentially, they would have to have some really, really interesting and appealing exclusive titles to make me care. Because my experience with this Xbox, it got the most use when the PlayStation Network was down. After PlayStation Network came back up, it was kind of like the stepchild. You know, your regular child leaves the home. So you're like, oh, I love you, stepchild. You're the best. You're my heart. But then when your real kid comes home, you just kind of lock him up in a room, feed him gruel and stuff. And that was the Xbox. it's
great analogy right there.
It's
just said it better myself. stepchild little just bitch.
Pretty much. And it's not even necessary that it's a bad system. It's that the exclusives that they have are fine. Like, I love Gears of War. Don't get me wrong. I'm not a super fan of Halo. You know, but it's not a bad game. You know, Fable, not really a bad game. The exclusives they have are not bad, but they just don't appeal to me like Sony's exclusives. And then Sony takes more chances with their console that makes it more interesting to have. And everybody says it, and it's kind of cliche when you talk about Sony. But when they release games like fucking Flower, like Flow, like Journey, and things like that, it's not really things you would get normally outside of PC. The only other place you're going to see shit like that is really on the PC. So it's just kind of, it's exciting to be a Sony fan because you're going to get good blockbusters and you're going to get some very unique and original things. So, and to me, that package right at this moment and as far as I can see just kind of shits on whatever the Xbox would have to offer me, but you know, that's just me.
There's no exclusives for me on there that, you know, make me even think about getting it.
Right. Guys, is there anything else that we want to say? We're going to reach the end here. The Sony press conference, we dug in. Anything that... Let's do it like this. We know it's there. We know it exists. And Poppy... I'm taking the Battlefield 4 answer. I'm crumbling up and I'm throwing it in the trash. Cannot use Battlefield 4. Cannot use God of War 4. What will you want to play on your PlayStation 4?
If you take those out, what's it called? The Last of Us?
Oh, Last of Us, yeah.
Isn't that PS4 now? Or wasn't that revealed that that's PS4?
I don't know. It may be. I'm going to assume with a high-profile game like that and with a holiday release, it'll probably be a PS3 and PS4 title, I would think.
Okay.
Is that one that you...
That's if it's... A genre or something like that, yeah. I can picture myself playing something like that.
Now, that's, you know, made scary, by the
scary, you know, like end of the world kind of shit. You know, mm-hmm. like all these, you know, trees and all this stuff, like just completely started covering cities and stuff, and it's just all deserted and, you know, yeah, something like that. Yeah, I could play something like that. Like, what was the movie with Will Smith?
I am alive. I am the first. I am number one. I am alpha.
I am legend.
Yeah,
that's it.
Yes.
Yeah. If it's gonna be like that, and I have no Battlefield 4 or no God of War, I'm playing a game like that, like that kind of theme and all that shit.
Interesting.
I can picture myself doing that.
That's a good pick. Yeah, Yizzle. I'm trying to think of what I can take away from your repertoire, but you're pretty wide range with the game, so it's hard to pinpoint one franchise that I would say let's drop that. So, go ahead. What PlayStation 4? What game do you want to see? What needs to come out for you?
For a shooter, I want to see the next Borderlands. Gotta see another Borderlands.
Mm.
Some word of it or something, just let me know that's coming, and that's going to be a guaranteed buy for me. RPG-ish. Of course, I'm a huge Final Fantasy fan, but they... Square Enix is kind of iffy right now with their business practices and the games they're putting out, because they're really trying to put this Final Fantasy 13 down our throats.
Well, this is the last one.
The next one, is that 1B for the PS4 or is that PS3?
The Lightning...
Yeah.
You're talking about that's going to be PS3, and that's going to be the last one in this string of Final Fantasy 13 games, they've said. So, but continue.
I want to see another Final Fantasy game,
which was announced yesterday.
Give us some more RPGs. I don't care what IPs would be nice, but I think the real thing that I want to see PlayStation do that Nintendo gave us. Is give us a goddamn Monster Hunter game. There's no reason why PlayStation will not give us one of those.
Interesting.
With the graphics on the PS4, could you imagine what they could do with a Monster Hunter game? They could actually take it and say, man, let's make it into an open world concept and have, instead of, because you can, like, I mean, you imagine the sprites on Monster Hunter, how big they are. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you know, most MMOs, they're really small sprites, and that's to compensate for how big the world is.
Mm-hmm.
Now, can you imagine if they kept the scale the same, but just made the world more expansive? That game would crush other games, as far as MMOs are concerned.
Mm. So you're Monster Hunter. Good choice.
Those three right there. They gave me those three things or announced. Those three things. And the Monster Hunter doesn't have to be open world, but if they announce those three things, I will buy a PS4.
Interesting. You know, The Last of Us, must buy. PS3 or PS4, either one, doesn't matter. Must buy. Totally agree. More RPGs, totally agree. But for me, the one thing that I have to see on the PlayStation 4, the must-buy game for the PlayStation 4 that pushes us to the limit.
My Little Pony?
Almost. Sonic the Hedgehog. I want to see what the graphical capability of the PlayStation 4 can do for our speedy hero.
Mm.
You think about the power of that system and where they can take Sonic. It's like a Sonic revolution.
Oh boy.
A rising of the Sonic.
If you have any revolution of Sonic of anything, I'm out.
Sonic goes in and out real quickly.
It's going to be a launch title.
It needs to be a launch title.
PlayStation, you know, the PlayStation logo come around like, PlayStation.
It needs to be a launch title. They need a Sonic game. They finally, there have been so many Sonic games released that have disappointed the masses. There needs to be a Sonic game that finally takes control over the power of the generation and just shits on The Last of Us, Final Fantasy, Call of Duty, fucking Battlefield, Zelda, whatever the fuck. Sonic needs to take a stand, and this is the generation for Sonic to do it.
Isn't that more Sega's fault than anybody else's, really?
Well, that's what I mean. They just need to, they need to really sit down, focus, and create Sonic for the new generation instead of sticking to the past. And speaking of Sonic, Yaya, did you do the Sonic Challenge? Did you do the Sonic Challenge?
Oh, the Sonic 2?
Yeah.
I actually did download the ROM. I ran through it. I didn't have any problems with it. So you're saying, because I'm just a veteran in it. So
you're just saying he wasn't no good at the game.
He's a little bitch.
Well, you heard it here, sir. I apologize, but Sonic 2 is easy, damn it.
Maybe, you know what? Certain games are hard for certain people.
This is true.
He's not a little bitch. He's just misinformed in his life.
This is true. This is true. Let's get this shit. Let's end this shit out. This is the BattleClubGaming.com. Check us out at Boom Podcast. You're going to want to check out the BCG Storytellers. Right now, we got the Assassin's Creed out there. We got Metal Gear Solid out there. We got Halo out there. All of them are fantastic. My homie Disturb is going to bring us God of War. Yaya Izzo at some point. I may have to slap him first, but he's supposed to bring us some Mega Man.
Mega Man and Last Story.
I'm going to work her some shit. I'm asking people to do it, so I just need to do it myself, too. So I'm going to throw some shit out there. I ain't say what yet, but I'm going to throw some shit out there. So if you are interested in doing a BCG Storytellers, if you have a game that you love the storyline and you want to put it out on our podcast, hit me up at Boom Podcast, boompodcast@gmail.com. Come to battleclubgaming.com. Check us out. We are going to have some information on the Battlefield 3 Squad Deathmatch Tournament that's going to be coming up. It's going to be the illest shit. Go to the fucking PlayStation Show website because they cool as fuck listen to their shit. Hamsterfish new podcast is funny shit. I like his shit. It's dope. Go to the motherfucking PlayStation Show UK site and listen to their motherfucking podcast and shit. Go to the Battlefield Zero Tolerance website, and I'm going to have boy Poppy give you that address, because I'll be fucking that shit up. I tried to give it out the last show, and that shit just sounded like I was speaking gibberish. And listen to the fucking Battlefield Zero Tolerance podcast. Poppy, tell them what up.
BattlefieldZeroTolerance.EngineWithAJ.com. ENJIN.com.
Yo, and you gotta check out Poppy's videos. It's taking you to school. If you want to be good at fucking Battlefield 3, and you need some pointers, some tips to see how that shit is done. Like, I've been playing that shit for a long time, and I'm watching his videos like, oh, that's how the fuck you shoot something out of the goddamn sky. So you need to check out the videos. Yaya, what you got?
But I ain't got nothing. What you trying to say? I was tested like last month, man. I ain't got nothing. I don't know what you're trying to tell people. Wait a minute, what are we talking about? God damn it.
This has been
Edit that. Cut it out. Whoa. We're not talking about that, are we?
Great googly moogly. Great goddamn googly moogly. This is BattleClubGaming.com. I'm your host, Takata.
Yeah, Yizzle, up to his appointment.
And I was Disturbed. And very, very happy to be on the show. It was an honor.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Have you. You made this shit excellent, thank you, sir. Now we got to do it again because you fucked it up saying extra shit.
Sorry.
Damn it.
Hey. Hang black people all day. There you go.
What?
Whoa.
Yes,
Poppy, how you going to say that shit, man?
What? Damn it, Poppy. X-rated. We're going to take it all the way. We're going off the cliff.
Man.
Holy shit.
How are you just going to say you're going to hang me just because I tried to smack your wife's butt when I came over for dinner, damn it?
Ooh, that sounds hot, dude.
Man, fuck, man.
Wait, what? Oh, whoa.
Oh, what?
Are we still recording?
But no, I man.
XXX to the most racist podcast show, and I was happy, very happy.
Thank you, sir.
As always.
No, man. Thank you, guys. You know. For real. Thanks. Thanks for having me on the show, and hope to do it again soon.
No doubt. Sir. Thank you. We appreciate you coming on, having fun with us. One of the funner shows and better shows we've had in a long time, I think.
That's true.
Definitely. This is Battle Club Gaming.com. I don't know what he just said. Something about jacking off. We will see you guys the next show. Do not let your children listen to this podcast. Peace.
Peace.
This is the Boom Podcast Show.